We are live.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
It is Wednesday, May 15th. The time is 3:09 p.m. And this is the Measure O Oversight Committee meeting. I'd like to call this meeting to order and ask the chief if he wouldn't mind taking the roll call.
Anita?
Here.
Paul Freeze?
Here.
I'm here.
Mr. Artisoni, you threw me off with what you
Ron.
Did you see
Ron?
Ron.
I like that. Last time you forgot my name.
I didn't forget. I just threw me off with what he said.
Okay, so we'll call this meeting to order, and at this point I'd like everybody to stand and face the flag, and I will lead you in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Play ball.
It's warm in here quick.
It does.
Yeah, it sure does.
That's good.
Okay.
I like the tables like this, too.
Item number three is confirmation of the agenda. Mm-hmm. So I will, is there anything on the agenda that the committee would like to change?
Nope.
Okay, we do not have the minutes for the prior meeting, so we're going to have to table number four until next meeting.
No problem.
That's because we have the extra meeting, is that why?
No, I talked to Tammy today and I asked her about that and she said it just wasn't ready.
Okay.
So that we'll have it, we'll go over our meeting minutes next meeting, however many meeting minutes we have.
The lady's got a whole extra.
I think you're going to have two sets, right?
Right.
Well, this is our third meeting, so we should have had two sets for this meeting to review. So next meeting either we'll have three or less.
Yeah. You're right.
Okay. Public communications. Public comment on any item of interest to the public that is within the committee's jurisdiction will be heard. The committee may limit comments to no more than 3 minutes per speaker. Public comment will also be allowed on each specific agenda item prior to committee hearing or action thereon. And I don't think we have any public comment.
I have received no speaker cards, but I do want to bring to the Oversight Committee's attention that we, only because it was during your first meeting that a citizen brought to our attention that the speaker cards did not meet the Brown Act's qualifications. So we made an additional change to our speaker card where you don't have to put your name at all. Now you'd be referred to, if you have not included your name, as a number. Okay. And so each of the speaker cards has a number, and then you would be called up by that number.
Okay, great.
Thank
you.
So
that's per Brown Act accordance.
New speaker card.
Okay. Moving on, agenda item number six, receive, discuss, and comment upon the Measure O Annual Audit Report. And we've had it in our packet before, but we did receive another copy of the auditor's Measure O Annual Report. Okay, so at this point, I'm going to kind of ask you guys if there's anything in there that you want to discuss. Okay, and this would be, in my mind, this is as it relates to Measure O, the revenues and the expenditures. So, Annie?
No.
Well, this is the same one we had before, right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, because I looked at that other one. No, I don't have any questions.
All right. I do have some areas for discussion. And this we'll ask, we can ask the chief this. I just want to understand first, when it says on the first page of the report, first paragraph, it says, we have performed the procedures enumerated below, which were agreed to by the Rodeo Hercules Fire Protection District Management. Okay, so is there a set of procedures that were agreed upon? And if so, where would those procedures be, and can we take a look at them?
So I'm sorry, are you looking at number one? Help me out with what you're
right,
talking about.
Right here where I've got highlighted up here. On the
okay.
Very first line.
No, there's not a specific set of procedures.
Okay.
But was it based on the contract that the district has with the auditor?
Yes, only. So within our contract with them, we specified that they needed to do a separate Measure O accounting.
Okay. Okay, so there weren't any procedures for doing this separate Measure O accounting.
No, I believe the procedures that they are referring to is how they came up with these figures, how they made their calculations.
Okay, how they made their calculations. I'd like to see, is it possible that we can get a copy of that?
You have it here. So that's what it says. We have performed the procedures
okay.
enumerated below. Enumerated is so, numbers.
All right, so to me, these are like summary numbers, and they're not detail numbers. Okay, for example, just under where it says revenues, I've highlighted the Measure O special tax revenue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now that's obviously a separate account.
Correct.
But that does not detail how many homes provided the amount for their property tax, how many exemptions, what the adjustments were by the county, and whatever, and deduction of fees.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you know, in my mind, this is just a summary number, and I would like to for not for this report, but for our oversight, I'd like to see the more of the details on just the revenue side, and also for the expense side, but we'll get into that a little bit later.
Some of that information is in the annual budget.
Okay.
Such as salaries, probably.
Well, he's talking revenues right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the number of exemptions, I believe, is in the budget.
So, excuse me.
But not the number of parcels. But actually, you bring up a good point. I probably should put that in the budget anyway. Now,
is that figure just provided to us by the county?
That is correct.
So that's just, you're right.
Okay.
And it should be, yeah.
Okay, but in terms of our oversight,
right,
whether
right,
it's the district or the county,
mm-hmm.
we should know how many parcels we're talking about, how many exemptions we're talking about, mm-hmm. what alterations that the county is placing for people. Like you mentioned last meeting, who are paying more for supplemental property taxes, et cetera, things like that. That would detail the revenue, I think, a lot better, and we'd get a better handle on it. And that should all sum up to this auditor's number.
That's correct.
Okay, so that's what I would like to see from a revenue standpoint. And I believe there's a special revenue fund account for Measure O.
There has to be.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Is it in the general ledger?
It is.
Okay. So what I'd like to know is what the general ledger account code is and what the general ledger name is for
Measure O.
Okay. So whatever the account code is, Measure O.
Yep.
And that's a revenue account.
Correct.
Okay. So are you guys okay with me asking?
No, I understand. It's just the county just says, here it is.
Yeah.
There's no exemptions. There's no how many parcels paid. could be some not paid, right? People don't pay their taxes, is that correct?
That's correct.
So it wouldn't be on.
And there's supplemental taxes.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. So it'd be nice to know.
Yeah, sure. Well, absolutely. I think it's part of our oversight.
Yeah. I say okay. Nice, that's not a good word.
Right. All right, and then I see the next area are the expenditures, okay? And I think that we need to, okay, the auditor's report does a great job of breaking down for the 7 months that the salaries have been paid. And they were all, it was paid through a county interfund transfer. And I've highlighted that. That's what it says here on the auditor's report.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I believe the first, correct me if I'm wrong, Chief, the first receipt of revenues into the Measure O revenue account was October 2017. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, and was that, were there subsequent for that, for the fiscal year ending in 2018, which is what this auditor's report is, is for, were there subsequent transfers into that Measure O revenue account?
No.
Okay, so one time only we received this amount of money into that, and that amount of money is what paid for these salaries and these unfunded accrued liability payments.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. So, I would like to actually see the from not from the auditor's point of view, but from our oversight committee point of view, I'd like to see a breakdown of the transfers out of the revenue fund to the various GL accounts to make up these individual payments. Okay, so and it says permanent salaries. What I would like to see is all the different GL codes. Okay, and that could be salary, overtime, whatever it is. I'd like to see those.
Would GL code be one number, and then everything, the salaries and overtime, it's all under that same code? Well, not code number, but say 1,000. Let's say GL 1,000. So it'd be 1,001, 1,014.
And we looked at that last meeting.
Okay, so and Andy's got a copy of that right there, just as an example.
Correct.
But
I understand we don't transfer out, how do I say this? When it transfers out, it doesn't have each one of those individual numbers attached to it. Single amount, what they show here, is transferred into, let's say, the 1,000 account, right? And then, from there, those items are paid.
Okay.
That's the way I understand it.
Okay, so we can't get the breakdown.
That is the breakdown.
Okay.
There's January, is what I have.
Okay, this is January 2018? No, this is 2019.
But that's an example.
Okay. So, what you're saying is, well...
So, it looks like the 1,000s, it looks like our salaries of different types, and then within that, there are different subcategories?
No.
Just identified, but all together, they're paid together, but for accounting purposes, it looks like they're identified by
the different
codes.
Account codes.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. That makes sense then.
When you do accounting, we used to have T accounts way back. Transfer everything into one at the end. But each one,
So the one I'm looking at for summary November, December has holiday, permanent, temp, OT, FICA, retirement, unemployment. And then those all are put together, and that's what's considered the salary that's as it's summarized. Perfect. Whenever we get a report.
You are, that's a correct statement.
Okay.
Okay. So what we can do then is, we should still get a detail listing. So I've just got like 10,011, 10,060.
Here, look at.
Yeah, that may be more.
That one might be.
Yeah, this is okay. So this is like 10,001, 11, 13, 14, 42.
Yeah.
And what you're saying, Chief, is everything goes into a. Into what? Into a high level account?
Into that, let's call it the 1,000 account.
The 1,000 account.
Actually, everything goes into, I believe it goes into the general fund, and then they're paid through account codes. By using that account code, that's what we're tying it. That's what it's tied to.
I see. But you mean you don't put the money in there and then spend it?
No.
It's spent and then coded after the fact?
No, just like you said.
Yeah.
It goes in there.
Yeah.
Transfer from Measure O into the general fund, and now we attach an account number to it.
Okay. Well, I understand what you're saying. Sure.
Okay.
And then all of that would be broken down onto the firefighters' payroll, right? They would see a breakdown of all these different things on their...
Yeah, no different than... Yeah, gotcha. Just like a regular paycheck.
Yeah, okay. And I see there's a couple others I missed further down that we've paid.
And that all rolls up to these numbers.
Okay. That's, I understand it all rose up to these numbers. It's the detail that I would like to see.
Why?
I'd like to be able to roll everything up myself, not just take the auditor's word for it, because this is summary.
But it's not just the auditor. Then we're now looking at the county, looking at whoever does.
It's still Measure O funds, right? Okay. Yeah, I'd like to see what is paid out of Measure O in terms of what salaries are, all the various different parts of that, so that I can actually roll up the numbers to whatever it says here for July or for August.
So what you want to do is perform your own little audit and add the figures to see if they jive.
That's exactly it.
Okay.
I don't think it's necessary.
I do. I honestly think it is very necessary. And that's basically what our job is to validate that stuff. Just because the auditor says it doesn't necessarily mean.
But the auditor information is coming from the county, and the county is the bookkeeper. So what you're saying is that you want the county to give us all the information. I think we're going too far down into the minutia of what we're doing.
I think we're talking about two different things here. This is what's paid, and this is the auditor showing where the salary is. But this is what's actually paid. There's two different, isn't there? Two different reports.
Same.
But it's the same report, but it's being done two different.
Okay. And then,
I think we
just
have
for clarification.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Again, yeah, and we don't need it. We don't need additional. It's right here.
The county performs its own audit.
Yeah.
So in other words, they go into the minute detail. If we say somebody needs to be paid $10, right? Mm-hmm. But actually it was $9.99. They'll catch that every time.
I see.
All right. We are the oversight committee. This is an independent, okay? The auditor is doing his job. He summarized it. I believe we have an obligation as the oversight committee to actually take a look at how the individual amounts roll up.
So, before you ask for additional, will not this tell us that that's the figure for December?
We would hope so, yes.
Well, why do we need extra information? It's not filtering right. You know.
All right.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, from my past experience with the City of Hercules on the Finance Commission,
yeah.
Okay, we found that there were lots of areas that did not jive in terms of their financial reporting, mm-hmm. and we would ask for the details and found errors going on there.
Yeah.
Okay. So it was our job. Yeah. It was our job basically to get the underlying details, see if it rolled up correctly, and when it didn't, that's when we brought other questions.
Okay.
Okay, here I don't have enough details that tell me
to make that total.
That's right. Okay.
So and where do we get that information?
Where the county can provide it. Okay. So all we're asking is wherever there was an interfund transfer of Measure O fund revenue from the Measure O revenue account to an expense account, we want to see that. All the detailed transfers. And then we do our own roll up. And if it's in a if it's in an Excel format, okay, that makes it a lot easier.
It's in Quattro Pro.
It's like having
Quattro Pro. No one uses that anymore.
Yeah, so okay. it's not even in existence anymore. It's like balancing your checkbook. You have this figure over here, and you want to get all the payments payouts to make sure it jives with the figure.
I like it.
I just wanted to see if I get a reaction.
No one ever uses Lotus 1-2-3 anymore, and Quattro Pro was before that.
Dating myself.
you're joking, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. You had me going there for a minute. Okay.
That was good.
The courthouse is still using those.
So, okay. Where do we get that information?
Nevertheless, whatever format it was, Quattro Pro or Lotus, I'm familiar with all those Word spreadsheet formats. So, what I am asking for is that we get a spreadsheet broken out by month showing all the interfund transfers from the Measure O revenue fund to a GL account code and with the amount so that we can actually roll those things up ourselves and verify that this number for July 2017 is correct for August 2017, September, etc. And the same for the unfunded liability. Okay, for every month in fiscal year 2018. Okay, I don't think that we will be doing our jobs unless we do that.
Well, question. This figure here, say for one of the months, which, let's just say for November through December. Now, if we go down and take everything in GL 1000, it should total that.
Do you know that for sure?
No, that's what I'm saying. What was the word I do? Should total. I didn't say will total.
Okay.
Should total.
If we accept this number, we are agreeing that it does total.
Right, but we could go back to this is what I...
That's what I'm asking the chief for.
No, I know, but isn't this the detailed thing you want? Paul, do you want something else?
I want electronic format of every
fund transfer.
Yeah,
fund transfer
from the Measure O revenue fund to a GL account code, and then broken out by month, and then we should have all the information we need to roll that up and validate that these numbers are correct.
So you need to provide that to the district in written form.
I would think that we would probably have to do that because we'd have to go to the district and then it'd have to go to the county because we're going to be getting the numbers. It has to be formal request. It makes sense.
Yeah.
Why do I have to make a formal request? This is an official oversight committee. I'm making the request to you.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Well, I'm just telling you. Okay, you asked for a question.
I'll give you an example. If a board member needed this same information, a board of director from this district needed the same information, they would also have to submit a written request.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no problem. I will submit a written request for that information.
Okay, that's fine.
And
that way you can be specific about exactly what you want, and we make sure that we're fulfilling what you're asking
for. What I'd like to do is validate these numbers, and the only way to do that is to get the interfund transfer amounts by from the revenue account to the GL account.
Okay, so I still don't see a reason to do that, but I can understand your reluctance because you ran into a problem with another commission. Okay, so since you want that and you know what you want, would you please prepare that written request and give it to us before it's sent out?
I got a feeling he already did.
Oh, no, I haven't prepared a written
no,
request.
No, not this detail. I would like to see what you're talking about so that I can understand the different things that you're asking for.
Yeah, and understand, I'm not trying to be difficult.
No.
I just have procedures that I have to follow. No. And
it makes total sense because the district's going to have a record, not just you saying something, of why this is happening. And then the district is going to send that in written form to the county, and the county's going to have something, some validation, some documentation in order to prepare that. It makes total sense.
Another button print.
Yeah, that's
I'm sure they do. It's just
so
understand
that we're not the only account over at the county.
That's
correct.
Right. That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Are we with that?
In my mind, this is what oversight is all about. Okay. If we just accept what the auditor says, okay, we're just rubber stamping this.
Okay.
And in order for me to accept this, I would have to be able to roll up those numbers myself as if I were the auditor and validate those. Okay. I will put in a written request.
But I'd like to see it before you submit it.
Oh yeah, for
sure.
Thank you. You can send it to us.
Yeah. No, I want him to come over and explain every single item to me.
meeting if you send it to him.
I will have to, I will prepare a written request for us to review at the next meeting.
Okay.
Is that adequate?
Oh, that's fine.
Well, okay, wait a minute. A next O meeting?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then it's going to have to go to the board, so then it's going to have to come up. It doesn't have to go to the board?
No.
Oh, okay.
Sure,
oh, that's good.
Information.
I was thinking it was going to be 3 months before we do this.
If everyone didn't want to see it, and you trusted what he submitted, then it can just come one. But if you all need to see it, that means you need to decide on it. And you can't do that through email, because that's called a serial meeting.
No. What I meant, send it to the email. We would read it, make any comments, and bring it to the next meeting.
Like we did with the bylaws?
Draft. The draft?
No, we still can't do that. We have to see the numbers and everything the first all together at the same time.
What?
Question mark.
Yes. Yeah. It would have to be attached to the agenda.
Okay.
Okay, so it's okay. I can prepare this submitted to you to be included in the agenda for our next
meeting.
Oh,
there you go.
And then we would...
Then you'd approve it, and then we'd submit it to the county for...
I'd review it. Doesn't necessarily mean that I would approve it.
You mean all that time we took to get to this? Okay, great. Let's make a formal request.
It would be exactly what I've asked for here.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. That's fine. I'm in favor of it.
Okay. County collection fees. Okay, is there a rule for the county collection fees?
I don't know if it's based on a percentage or what it is.
Yes.
No. Unfunded actual accrued liability payments.
Ah.
What is that?
UAAL.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So
you're in rare form today, Chief.
That's interesting. We do have an expert here in our midst who can speak about that, because she spent a lot of time working on it. And with the committee's approval, I ask that my wife, Susan Preco, explain that. Can you do that, Sue?
Sure. UAAL is the amount that the district owes for their pension system that is unfunded at the moment. Such as it's your SACERA, which is the county retirement system.
Right.
In CalPERS. CalPERS currently, all the money that goes to CalPERS every year, just like CalPERS and SACERA, they give a bill to each district or whoever is in their system to say, this is how much you owe for your pensions for this year. And as time goes on, the districts are always in a position of having to try to keep up with it, not knowing what the exact number may be. They can calculate, but this is what they tell them they have to pay. The unfunded amount is what they expect to pay over the near future as it stands based on their calculations. Did I say that easily, clearly enough?
Yeah, and I have a question.
Chief, can I have a question?
Yeah. So unfunded doesn't actually mean the total that we need to pay. It's just what we paid, because I know we're in arrears.
Correct. So it's on our amortization schedule.
Yeah, oh, okay.
And so everybody's
yeah.
in arrears.
Yeah, okay. So I know that.
It functions on an arrears.
Yeah,
we're on a 30-year amortization schedule.
So you're about, what was your, 4 12, million?
I think it's, four, no, but maybe 14 million on
14,
that
four,
one.
Yeah, 14 million.
Okay, and this is just payments that the county is asking
for. Right.
And I believe these are the specific amounts that the county is asking for that particular.
And I want to make sure that we separate, it's not the county, it's SACERA.
SACERA. SACERA is the pension fund for the county.
So you
that
went under
correct.
CalPERS then, right?
No.
Okay. I'm under CalSTRS.
Which would be the teacher's
the teacher's
pension.
Thing, right.
That's my current study.
Okay. Annie, does that answer your question on that?
Not really, but I think it's too deep for me to go into right now. Yes, I'll have to teach myself about it.
Simply, it's the difference between what we pay and what we truly owe.
Why don't we pay what we truly owe?
We can't. They've got $14
million in arrears
of unfunded.
So then, let's just as an example to use that figure.
Mm-hmm.
$14 million, you said it's amortized over 30 years. Da 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 comes out to be $137,000 we pay each month. Is that how it works?
No.
You're always still a little behind.
Yeah.
Because the number's going to the 14 like, million is going to continue to grow.
It's like a Ponzi scheme. You're putting money in, and you only hope two people will retire because you'll keep money. Same thing with Social Security. We hope it's going to be there for our children. So, you know, I'm just saying you're putting money in.
It will be there, but it will not be in the form that you see it. I know this.
Yeah.
So Social Security is a good example.
Right?
Social Security is not funded, right?
Right, right.
Right? They depend on other people coming along
and working.
Paying
into the fund. In and out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we're living longer.
It seems to be an ever-increasing amount.
That's right.
Over years,
and we're not by ourselves.
It's going to grow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
So
I have talked to Sarah about what we can do to help with that number.
You mean reduce the liability?
Reduce the liability.
Okay. Yeah, that would be.
What did you talk to them about? If we don't have enough money to do it?
Go back to what's called a fully funded payment schedule instead of it. We're the only ones with 30-year amortization. We did that when we were in a fiscal crisis.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a little bit better position now to be able to go back to the same amortization schedule, and I'm not sure exactly what that is that everyone else pays. So then that would help our position as far as what we owe, because we'd be paying more, of course.
Okay, so what you're talking about is we're saying paying more than the 137 per month so that you bring that the total debt down.
Correct.
Because why aren't we doing that now then? Because we're still working under we had no money plan.
Correct. We're trying to build up our reserves. I have direction from the board to build the reserves, so that's what we've been doing.
Okay. Public comment?
Please.
Sue?
Just to make it clear, everybody's in the same boat, every public agency.
Right.
This isn't the worst of them. And there isn't much you can do about that number, because historically, those agencies that have requested to reduce
the responses, let's just say, have not been positive for pensioners, nor has it been a positive response for the agency. So there's very little that this district can do, and quite frankly, they're not in as bad a shape as many, so they can have something of a luxury of waiting to see what's going to happen. It's terrible in the state. It's worse across the nation. Locally, it hurts us in a very personal way. But it is a huge problem that does not have any one simple answer. Doesn't even have 10 simple answers. But the... what was I going to say about that? Talking about the amortization, the money, and something the chief said struck a note, but I had to preface it, and now I've forgotten it. So I'll raise my hand when I remember it.
Would you do you mind filling out a card before you leave?
Yeah, good point.
You'll be number one.
Yeah, number one. Okay.
Numbers work, don't they?
So
okay.
Yeah. So anyhow, the Measure O funds are used basically to pay the unfunded accrued liability, but it doesn't cover everything that we owe.
Right.
Good question. Thank you for asking that. All right. Anything else on the unfunded actuarial accrued liability payments?
No, I stopped you when you were going into county.
Yeah, I jumped over that.
Yeah, okay.
Because you know what it was. Thank you, though. Thank you for the information.
Okay, so now we're asking. Now I'm asking about county collection fees.
Yeah.
And any idea? Are those liable to go up, down, or what are they based on?
I don't know. So that's okay. My answer. I don't know if it's based on a percentage. They do. Charges, as you can see here, mm-hmm. to collect the Measure O fund.
Okay. So, in the request that I will be writing for the next Measure O meeting, I will ask the question, is what is the process, how are the county collection fees determined?
They get paid first.
Right?
Get paid before we get home.
That's right. That's right. Next week.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything?
Wait, just so this that we're looking at is 7 months. So then this 97,000 theoretically, or 9,700 would be theoretically divided by 7.
Mm. They take it in a lump sum, but.
Yeah. Well, I would.
Well, do they get paid monthly, or do they get paid quarterly, or do they get paid annually?
I think it's annually that they take that.
I would assume that,
but we don't know if it's based on.
I mean, I'm going to assume when the taxes come in, that's going to be a very busy time for them. So, that's why we're getting a total.
So, does that represent a yearly amount, or does that represent 7 months as the tax revenues above and as the salaries?
I think this is everything here. I think is based on 7 months, right?
Okay.
Okay, but for the next fiscal year,
so it's $1,400 a month, about.
I hope so.
It's $1,399.2857, so rounded to $1,400. Okay.
All right. With the press of a button.
Okay. Mm-hmm. For the next fiscal year, the one that's ending this June. Mm-hmm. Okay. We will have a full 12 months of expenditures?
That's correct.
Okay. So we'll see if the county collection fees go up. Okay. I'm hoping that this is based on the amount of revenue that is taken in rather than any breakdown of expenses.
Oh, it's definitely based on revenue. It's based on the fact that they are collecting the money.
Okay. All right.
That's why I think it's a percentage of how much is collected.
How much is collected.
It could be based on parcels, though.
All right.
It would make sense, really, if it was based on parcels. because that's what they're doing. Whether they collect $100 or $500, right, they're collecting one parcel.
Yeah. Well, the bottom
liability.
The bottom line is we don't know what it is.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Anything else on page two that you guys see?
Okay, well then just keep going for my benefit then. So we have these four expenditures. They add up to 2.3 mil. We took in 2.4 and change. So Measure O theoretically has $144,000 in the kitty as of this report, which is January.
Well, I would assume this would be as of June of 2018, right?
That is correct. No. No, this is a. It says the end date somewhere.
Okay, so this would have
June
to be,
30th of 2018. Okay. Yes.
That's the end of the fiscal year.
Yes.
Okay.
I just want to make sure.
Okay, so as of the end of the fiscal year, according to this audit report, we've got $144,091 in the Measure O revenue fund. We'll add to that whatever the county provides for the current fiscal year, which you will receive when? October?
Correct.
Okay, that to me, see, now there I'm getting confused. The salaries are only for July of 17 through January of 18, so that figure at 1.3 does not represent the same period of time as the rest of the figures do.
So,
because there was only enough money to cover that amount.
Okay, so from February through June of 2018, the salaries were paid out of regular property tax.
Correct.
Follow that?
If we started collecting in October of 2017.
Oh, how could we pay July, August, September with money that we hadn't received yet? You follow me? We didn't receive our first amount of money until October.
Yeah, so those three months should not be included in this. That should have come out of just the general fund itself. It doesn't have anything to do with Measure O money.
Unless we...
Well, according to this is the measure, the auditor's Measure O report.
But Measure O was not in existence, as you said, in those 3 months. So Measure O could not have...
Maybe it was August of 16.
Measure O could not have...
October of 16, I mean.
Paid for or been responsible for those 3 months or anything else that goes with those 3 months.
So it was 2016 we passed.
Well,
right?
Then this is incorrect here on the auditor's report. The first sentence on page two. The district received Measure O parcel tax funds in October 2017. Measure O wasn't passed until November of 2016, right?
16. So this is...
But when was it? It wasn't...
All right.
That was November of 2016, effective with the next tax, which would have been fiscal 2017-2018. Is that...
It started in fiscal year 17-18.
Okay. So, in order for you to pay July, August, September salaries, you would have had to receive Measure O funds prior to that time.
Or pay them on another way? Out of the city funds?
I don't know. I don't want to say one way or the other.
We can't assume.
That's right.
Okay.
If we're going to question what Paul has been saying about the numbers in general, then we're going to have to question the time frames that we're looking at too. Is that correct?
That's exactly right.
Okay. I understand that part.
Okay.
So
not only do we need time frames on these expenditures and the inter-fund transfers between the revenue account and the GL accounts, we also need the time frames as to when we actually received Measure O funds?
Okay. So Measure O was voted by the people in
2016.
What month?
November 2016.
Okay. November of 2016. So the next fiscal year was what?
17-18. Would have started
with July?
July 1st of 2017.
July 17 through June
2018.
Of 18. Okay. So then these monies would be, these July, August, September monies would come under that collection.
It
so they are Measure O monies.
When did we actually receive our first revenue?
Well, that's going back to bookkeeping. If we wait until we physically receive the money, we might be 8 months in arrears of everything.
Well, no. If my understanding is that the revenue is received from the county goes into this Measure O revenue fund,
mm-hmm.
then there's an interfund transfer from this revenue fund into a GL account code.
Right.
Fund or account.
Right.
Okay. And what this audit is telling me is that there were county interfund transfers to cover these salaries. That assumes, just by that definition there, that there were money already in the revenue fund.
But yet we were understanding that there's only a one-time transfer of the tax money once it's received.
Mm.
And
yes.
It's received twice the fiscal.
Right.
Well, the property taxes have two installments.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, we all pay we can pay it all at once
December or...
We always wait till December, but it comes out in October.
October, yeah.
Okay, December. So I think we really need to find out when specifically did this Measure O revenue fund receive funds?
When was it deposited into the identified account?
That's
first
correct.
The first time?
And okay.
every time after.
Okay.
All right. Minus county collection fees and plus any additional assessments or supplemental property tax, et cetera. That all should have gone into it, the special fund. We should see money in there.
So if we are questioning the times that the money was deposited into the Measure O fund, our theory that it was only done once will be proven incorrect.
Wow.
Or the county floated us for X amount of months until the Measure O funds were in the account.
But we don't know any of that.
But that's where we're going with this, right?
What we're going is trying to find out what actually happened.
Okay. Well, you're going to have a good one to write up there, kiddo.
Well, we're sitting here thinking October we get the funds, then we start paying out of that fund to the pay off the salaries from that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And now we know that we had to have money in there before October 17th.
Mm-hmm.
If this audit is going to be accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any enlightenment on this, Chief?
I'm trying.
Do you understand where our quandary is?
100% understand.
Okay.
Now, going back to when we had, what was it? Was it the workshop or was it one of the regular BOD meetings that the auditor said that these are the numbers that we looked at? So it's not like they crunched the numbers and came up with this. These were numbers that were given by the county?
That's only on the general audit.
Okay. Okay.
General audit snapshot in time. This is a separate audit that is for Measure O.
That the auditors do for us specifically. That's part of their contract.
That's
okay.
In addition to their general audit.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So now, I think these are all good points that we've found here and discussed. So, wow, unbelievable.
I don't think it is I think it's probably fairly easily explained. It's probably we pay out of the, if I was to guess, I'd say we probably pay out of the general fund, and then we pay the general fund back after we receive monies in October.
That's what I think it is, too.
If I was to rob Peter to pay Paul.
Guess at it. Understand when we do run out of money at the end of the year, and then the county floats us.
Okay. Oh. But in terms of measurable receipts and expenses, having the detailed breakdown will definitely help us understanding something like that.
Yep.
And then if I'm able to see that information that you just mentioned, then I'm okay with it. Okay. Until I do. All right.
Some things it is what it is. We don't handle the money.
Yeah, it just perplexes me that we don't receive any funds until October, but we're paying bills in July, August, September.
Very possibly, as Chief said, that it's paid and then we reimburse once the physical identified funds come in.
And there should be general ledger adjustments and transfers to indicate that. Yes. That's where having that type of detail in a Excel worksheet, you know, we can then roll it up and see all that.
I don't think they're in Excel, but because we still do actual forms for that stuff, printed forms. I forgot what they're called, T25s or something like that.
Yeah, but the county wouldn't want you to go into their.
We do not have access.
Yeah, they wouldn't want you to do that. So everything's going to have is. I could see where it's done paper.
It's not. It is done on computer, but it's just a form. It's not like we go into an Excel spreadsheet and fill something out.
And you that report is presented electronically to the county. Then the county takes those numbers off of our electronic form and enters it actually into the county checkbook, for lack of a better term.
Exactly.
Okay.
I will ask for something that can be utilized in a spreadsheet like Excel. And see what we get.
Yeah.
That will make it a lot easier to roll things up rather than handwriting every number into a worksheet to do that.
Well, I may be able to provide you with documents, but you may have to enter them into Excel.
Okay, that would just take longer. All right. I have one more thing on the last page, and I just need clarification for a couple of things. That first sentence there has a word I don't know. It's A-T-T-E-S.
Attestation.
Attestations? What is that?
Attestations.
They're the standards that are established by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants.
Attestation. Is that?
Would you
attest?
You know what the definition?
Want to plug that into the phone?
I'm doing it right now.
Yeah. It's a legal term.
Oh, it's a legal term.
Right. I hereby swear and attest is pretty common. Yeah.
Attestation.
Okay. Evidence of proof of something.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Declaration that something exists or is the case.
Yeah, there is word.
The action of being a witness to or formally certifying something.
Okay, and now we all know.
Okay, the next...
Our new word for today.
The next sentence, we were not engaged to and did not conduct an examination or review, the objective of which would be the expression of an opinion or conclusion, respectively, on the District Measure O special tax revenues received and expenditures made by the district for the fiscal year end June 2018. So what are they actually saying right there?
They are saying we do not express such an opinion.
No, I mean, but
it's a run-on sentence.
You know what? No. I think what they're saying is that they're trying to... That's exactly
right. That's right.
Somebody
try to be cool and put it in legal.
Well, no, I think that these guys are pretty high level, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What they're doing is they're making a statement to basically say that they're not liable for, I would assume, for these figures.
Because they got them from the county.
They get them from the county. They did not create the numbers. They, you know, they're just putting together the report. And that's a pretty standard, as you're saying, at the end of any of our audit reports or actually quite a few different documents that it's their get out of jail free card.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Nor deny that woman. Yeah,
exactly.
That's my job.
Okay. All right. Okay. So, interesting discussion on the auditor's measure annual report. Any other comments, questions, discussion on that one?
No.
Okay. So the outtake from this is basically, I will be writing a request for review at the next Measure O Oversight Committee meeting to get more details on both the revenue side, the expenditure side, including both the salaries and the UUAL.
Just go for everything,
and then the county fees. Put everything in there and present it to the committee at next meeting. Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. All right, moving on our agenda. Review, discuss, and comment upon full text of the ballot measure, which we all had in our packet, and we've had it a couple of times now.
And why did we do this? I forget.
I think that to give us a full understanding of what was on the ballot.
I think there was some not to interrupt. I think there were some questions on whether the Measure O funds were to keep Station 75 open. There was some discussion about that. If the Measure O funds could be used unilaterally across the entire department, mm-hmm. or were there specific items that Measure O was supposed to be used for?
Okay, because I originally was the one that thought about 75.
That 3% you brought up.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, those are things I forgot about.
Right, the 3%. So I was going to ask about that.
Okay, this also explains the 3%.
Well, it says, go ahead.
Up to 3%.
Up to 3%, but it says either the lesser of, mm-hmm. 3% or the percentage by the consumer price index. Mm-hmm. Now, who makes that decision?
That's a calculated.
It's automatic?
They do
what
a
decision? Is what I want to ask.
Yeah.
Okay. Which decision?
I think, let me just clarify a little
the
bit.
The increase,
okay. What determines the CPI?
Oh, sorry.
And I think that's a Bay Area.
Right.
Right, it is Bay Area, exactly.
12 Bay Area counties.
12 right. Bay Area
counties. Yeah, because it says all urban consumers in San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose, as published by Bureau of Labor Statistics. So that's something that is presented or is used for a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so then that's it. And I think they said it was 3.7, 3.6 when the CPI was talked about at the second to the last board meeting. And so since it was more than the 3% allowed by the Measure O ordinance, that's why our money was capped at 3%.
Well, the Measure O caps it at 3%.
Correct.
Even if the CPI is above
3%. Correct. And that's what happened in this case, is that it was something like 3.6, 3.7.
So on the next property taxes, there will be an increase of roughly $6
per parcel.
It'll go up from 216 to 222.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. For some.
For some, okay.
Explain
that.
Exemptions.
Senior exemptions.
They're immaterial. Yeah. They're not counted.
No matter what the number is.
Right. That's right. So we're talking about dollars in our pocket, 216 through to 222 mm-hmm. for every applicable parcel.
That's correct.
Okay.
Okay.
You guys are getting me confused today.
$4,000.
How much would you say?
$64,000, right in there.
So what we should, once we've got our numbers coming in, you know, we should see those numbers go up.
Absolutely.
Okay. What other comments do you have on?
That was the tax, the 3% less or up. I didn't know what it was, but we'll use 3%, right? No, that was just it. And I just know if you're over 65, you have to file every year.
Yes.
Correct. And that's, we're, as a special district, we're not allowed not to do it that way. Only schools can have it where it's just continual.
Yeah, because I did get something in the mail about that, I remember, because yeah. I did file something, I forget what it was. It wasn't very much. But,
okay, is that a...
Because I'm old.
Is that a law?
Well, see, I'm not there yet, so... So what you're saying for the just this clarification, for the school taxes, once a person files an exemption, then it rides on.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. But for us, for our particular measure, the exemptees must file every year in order to be considered.
That's correct.
No later than January 31st.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I had my neighbor across the street come over and run and ask me if I...
Which we never have.
Filed.
I've been paying since I've been in high school.
Well, that's a whole other... Yeah, that's a whole other ball of wax there. Nothing we can do about it.
Mm. All right. Any other clarifications that you'd like to see with the ballot measure?
Nope. That's... Chief spent much time, and I have to say, one of your captains also did, explaining things to me about the Measure O monies. So I feel better about my understanding.
No.
Okay. Anything in here that separates out the fire stations?
No. That was my next comment. So Ray doesn't say we're doing this to save 75. It doesn't say anything.
But it does say to retain open stations.
That's right. Yeah. Which assumes
right.
You've got two stations right. That are going to keep them open.
Right.
Okay. Unless we get...
All right.
That's on my agenda.
I think we just ought to keep this with us to every meeting we come to in case there's
in
a
my
question.
Binder.
I know I do.
I think that's, I think that's a good idea, Paul.
A question that comes
every
up.
Board meeting.
Okay. That concludes item number 7. Okay, item number 8. Possible agenda items for next meeting.
For the next Measure O meeting.
Okay. Let's the Measure O. I'm going to just check, verify the date for that.
Okay.
June 19th.
And that, of course, that's a Wednesday.
Wednesday, 3 p.m. here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's also Juneteenth.
June 19th is after the next board. The BOD meeting.
It's always the Wednesday after the Board of Directors meeting.
Yeah.
Do we not need to meet beforehand in order to discuss the number breakdown that you're going to get? Or are we giving them a month to do that? Or
he's going to say what I'm getting ready to say. You probably should wait till after the board meeting because they're going to give you back your bylaws.
Yes.
And then at the meeting on the 19th, then we're going to discuss their amendments to our bylaws.
That would be one agenda item.
Yeah.
Which I know are going to be many because I had someone approach me before the meeting and say that, remind me that we are strictly to look at the Measure O money and nothing else. That's our objection, our mission.
And they're
Thank
already
you.
Limiting what we, what we're an independent oversight. The board should not be telling us what we can and cannot look at.
What was interesting is that the person who told me that made it sound like someone else was going to have the discussion or objection to what our bylaws were. And yet, as the meeting went on, to me at least, it was that there's going to be more than one director that's going to have an issue with our bylaws.
You know what? It's we put our bylaws in, we approved them. Okay, we worked really hard on those, okay, and we submitted them to the board with our recommendation that they approve them. We'll see what they say. Okay, the only thing I will say is that this is an independent oversight committee, okay? If the board is going to put too many restrictions on us, how can we do our job?
Well, then we're probably going to have some kind of countermeasure or counterpoint. That's what we're going to have to discuss at the 19th.
Okay, so public comment?
Public comment on this. Now I'll put on my Cocoa chat.
Do you have to now sign another one?
No, I just need to know all the different ones.
Let me identify myself as speaker number one.
And
I just want to remind the committee that everything you're dealing with is public information. And it is accessible to anyone, and there's nothing, I don't think there's anything the district intends to hide. And I don't think they meet anything by it, but they may be a little possessive with the information. They have no reason to fear it. It just, I'm not sure why they're suggesting limiting the information when they don't even know what it is you're requesting. But
yes,
yeah, take it with a grain of salt. I'll just
now who asked, remember that. Who asked Hill for us to be involved in the budget discussion, on the budget ad hoc? Was that you?
I mentioned it to him.
And he said he didn't see a problem and he was going to bring it to the other directors. At the retreat that we had, I brought that up. Is there some way that we can be included in a non-speaking or non-voting capacity so that we can see how the numbers were built? And although no one said yes or no, grumble, 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 on to next subject.
Yeah. So, Chief?
I personally don't have any objection at a point while we're doing the budget, but there are some pretty sensitive topics that aren't for public knowledge that are discussed in early budget meetings.
And that's fine.
What, you mean the executive session?
Yeah, that would be
mostly salaries or contracts, right? Yes. Is that correct?
Yeah, and that's just, that makes sense.
So that's where you kind of get into some sensitive issues. Now, we start talking about, I said, toilet paper and car wax and stuff.
Oh, no, new truck and new hoses and new ladders and a new fire station.
Where's that money at?
Well, that's just it.
I don't think...
I want to get you a new truck, and I want to go when you pick out your new truck. I want to go with you as a monitor.
It's in Schmeel, Nebraska.
I will pay my way, and
it's,
I will go.
14 degrees below zero there most of the time.
I will go. So it's worse than Minot?
So it runs well in cold weather.
Yeah. Actually, I had someone ask me about that today.
I think you ought to get away from the red if I were you. Get a different color.
Different color? Oh, no, I like the red truck.
I'm only kidding you. You want to go see
I don't want the yellow trucks. I don't like the green trucks either.
So, going back to our possible agenda items for next
time. I have bylaws and what else?
Review the board response on our bylaws.
Mm-hmm.
I have a review request to, this would be a request to the county?
No, it's got to be the district.
District?
To be forwarded to the county, yes?
We're going to collect, the county is not, you make that request to the county,
mm-hmm.
and it might be 6 months before you ever see
okay.
it.
Okay.
We can't even get our bills paid on time.
Okay, request to the county on the details for the measure over...
Request to the district, and we'll collect the number from the county.
Okay.
But
okay.
Just so, say you want for the revenue accounts, and the
revenue and expense accounts and additional fees.
And for the numbers that roll up to these audit amounts.
Okay, good.
All right.
And so the bylaws and the audit information, do you think that we will have it by our June 19th meeting, sir?
One would hope. Do our best. We're right in the middle of the budget. It takes a huge amount of staff time. It takes all of our staff time right now.
So, do you want to review the district's budget?
The old one?
The current.
We're not ready.
It won't be ready. No. Okay.
Well, that's just it. There's
maybe a prelim.
There's negotiations going on. There's people bringing the numbers together, right? Other than the salaries, other than the sensitive issues that we are not privy to, we need to know where those other numbers come from or how they're determined. Yes? No?
No. I don't know what you... They come from the... They're just whatever our revenues are from the county.
No, that isn't what I'm asking. I didn't ask the question properly.
You know what? Here's an idea. Let me just float it. We can take a look at last year's budget.
Mm-hmm.
It's in good detail. And mm-hmm. then get an idea how everything looks. The budget is this thick. And it has a lot of really detail in it.
Mm-hmm. And this one's going to have more.
We can get a handle on it.
Stepping it up a little
as
bit.
In preparation for reviewing the next fiscal year budget.
Yeah. The numbers are the numbers.
It, Paul, right
it's
here.
It's the narratives
yeah,
to
go.
Take all
there
the time.
Go. You have a copy of it already.
I mean, numbers online, okay. Right?
Okay.
So is that a good idea or not?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll one more agenda item. We'll review 17-18 budget.
That could be a meeting in itself.
Well, I think we just want to get a feel for how the budget is written, what all the things are in the budget, how it's broken down.
And if I can make a suggestion, it is available on our website for anyone to look at.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's available for the 17-18 budget. I think that's enough for next meeting.
Nope.
Really?
Yep.
Unless there's something else?
Yep.
Order, please, number four, please order pizza.
What?
I don't like pizza.
We'll be here. Well, that's, I guess you can't have
17-18 budget.
At the last BOD meeting, there was something presented by the absentee board member.
Prather.
Yes, concerning... His projection or his suggestion for staffing and something else. Chief, help me.
It was about
vehicles.
Vehicles and staffing.
Vehicles and staffing.
And volunteer. Didn't he have that too?
He's always wanted volunteers.
Yeah.
Okay, so that came in late and the BOD did not get to see it. So it was not included in the package.
It was a board correspondent, yes, that arrived late, and they agreed, they didn't vote, by consensus, not to accept it that
right.
night.
I would like to see that.
The board hasn't even reviewed
yeah,
it yet.
Yes, they have.
They've received it, but they haven't reviewed it or commented on it.
And they're going to do that at the next board meeting, so it's only logical that we should have it so that we can see what they're talking about.
And as the public, you will receive it at the next board meeting.
So it'll be included in the board package.
Correct. And you're privy to anything that's included in the board package.
Interesting.
And you mean the stuff they put out on the table will be on there.
That's it.
Interesting.
Okay. It's not a special request, but if you would like to review what his request is, that's certainly something.
I want to discuss it to see if it aligns with anything that... we've been thinking about or we need to think about.
Oh, so your meeting, the board meeting would be before our meeting then, right?
Correct. So
we will
have
it
then.
Have it. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so is this just to review Prather's requests or Prather's correspondence?
We can make notes and comments and bring it in or whatever.
I don't know how far I to.
Okay. All right. So we don't know if that fits in with any Measure O thing or not.
It doesn't. But I've read it, and I've been reading it for 25 years. But so it hasn't changed.
Just change the date, huh?
That, okay, well, I'm not on the record. I have questions later. The next thing that I want to bring up is Measure O people being more active participation in everything else that's going on with the city. And that would be council meetings, planning commission meetings.
Okay, this is outreach? Is that what
yes,
you're talking about?
Yes, if that's what you want to call it. Outreach, I want to say representation.
Okay, to get additional
members. So that we are represented at everything else that the city is doing, because the city impacts us, our district, so greatly, and we are looking after the district. It sounded like at the last meeting, that the last VOD, that the city pretty much dictates what's going to happen. Even what they did with the amount of money that you asked for, and you didn't get you got 20% less than what you asked for.
Okay, that was in the developer's impact fees.
Right. Correct. Which is a part, it's not Measure O money, but it affects what we're going to do with Measure O money. Because if we don't get the 100% of the diffs that Chief wants, where are we going to make that money up? That money's probably going to come from Measure O monies, depending on what he wanted the diffs for.
There's a difference between what the diffs can be used for
mm-hmm.
and Measure O funds. So the diffs have a specific designation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For instance, they cannot be used for salaries.
Okay.
Okay, but they can be used for purchasing equipment.
Okay.
New equipment. It cannot be replacement equipment.
So we can't get a new truck. We can't replace the Quint is what you want.
I can't replace the Quint, but I can purchase a new truck with different specifications.
Okay.
Okay, as far as these diff fees, there's the fire district's point of view, then there's the city's point of view. I did not go to the city council meeting when they discussed it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then there's the taxpayer's point of view on that mm-hmm. too. Because you got to realize that any developer impact fees are going to be passed on to the new homeowner or the new business owner or whatever else is being built. Okay, right. So they'll be passed on. So that may discourage building, or it may discourage...
Not likely, huh? No.
Not in this area, probably not.
Again, during the BOD meeting, when you were explaining that you asked for X and you got X minus 20%, the term... CPI was kicked around, and it sounded to me like the city was considering.
No, we passed CPI.
No, that. Okay, no, so explain that to me. When were they talking about considering our CPI? That's why they didn't have to give us as much money, or was our CPI even part of consideration?
So, in regards to the developer impact fees, put Measure O aside.
Uh huh.
There is a CPI attached to the developer impact fees, but it is not based on the consumer price index. It's based on the building trade. And that's the normal, scale that
uh-huh.
they use.
Okay. So when CPI was discussed in defining what the diffs were and that you didn't get the 20%, it had nothing to do with our money, CPI. It had whatever... the definition for CPI for the diffs.
Correct.
Okay, gotcha.
I want to clarify that. Did you get 20% of the anticipated fees, or did you get 20% less than what you asked for?
Yes. Number two.
Number two. Okay. Okay. So
was that more than what you were getting previously?
Yes.
Okay. But not everything that you wanted?
No.
Okay. Okay. Let's see.
All right. So when you say when I say outreach, okay, what you're talking about is basically us kind of coming up with ideas to go out to the cities or the townships and discussing Measure O and oversight or other things.
I think it's attending their meetings, number one.
Right.
Attending the council meeting, attending the planning commission meeting.
Being
a representative.
Yes.
Being in the audience, right?
Filling out
those number one cards.
So then that representative can come back at our next O meeting and say, this is what the city discussed.
Okay.
And how is that going to impact Measure O and what we do with our monies?
Got it. All right.
And the other thing is that to identify citizen groups that we could also interact with. We already said Voices of Rodeo and the RMAC, but then also the... I was hoping that there was some way that we could filter information to the different homeowners associations.
Homeowners have newsletters every month.
All right, let me do this.
Yeah.
We'll... Okay, I'll assign you this project for our next meeting.
Uh-huh.
Is to come up with all the things you've just been talking about here, okay, as a starting guide, and submit it to the chief so he can include it in our packet for next meeting under the
Chief Kimberly and
Tammy.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And under the agenda item for outreach.
You got it.
Okay.
Quite lofty expectations.
Yeah. It is, but
I told you I'm fluff. So this is what's
going
does.
On. I mean, okay. We really wouldn't have known about all the building that was going to be planned if we didn't come to
the
retreat.
And
these are the things we're talking about. How come, you know?
Yeah. So that would be for a discussion item on outreach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I will have that.
I think that's plenty of items for our next meeting. And we may not even get to all of these.
No, and I'll be on vacation that day.
The other thing is we're going to make sure all our meeting minutes up to this point get done so that we can approve them rather than keep building them up.
Can we use Measure O
anything money? Anything else?
Can we use Measure O money? Bring dinner in because it's going to be a long meeting.
I don't think.
No.
Not a problem.
Going back to what I have, the city council, there's the planning commission, and are there other meetings that the city has during the month that?
Well, there's the finance commission meeting because they talk a lot about.
Is that an open meeting?
Yes,
that
it is. It is.
Hmm.
Okay. And, you know, the thing there is they're discussing city finances at the finance commission meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oftentimes at the finance commission meeting, there's questions that the city council has asked the finance commission to specifically look into. So they're preparing a lot of information, and that gets put back to the city council. All right.
I was at city council last night. I was so excited.
All right.
Do you ever do any firefighting anymore?
Chief, did you get all those? I've got 5 additional agenda items.
Okay.
Or are you just going to listen to the... Listen to the minutes.
So what I have are your bylaws, 17-18 budget, review of the expenditures and revenue. What else do you have?
Review Prather's request or correspondence.
Correspondence. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then outreach.
Okay.
And then approval of prior meeting minutes. That's already on to that. That's a standard on the agenda.
Sure.
Can I ask a question? Is the board ever considering actually going outreach themselves and get us 2 new members? Is this it? Are they satisfied with this?
I don't think
no, they're not satisfied.
No,
based on the last meeting, you weren't there. You were stuck
baseball.
At a baseball game. But at the last meeting,
fun.
They do want to get us to be a 5-member.
Yeah. Oh, good. Okay. So they haven't just tabled
at least that was. The
but they expect us to do it.
We can't do it.
And that's where I think. If we have, if we have,
you do it. They expect staff to do it.
Oh, that wasn't the impression I got at all.
Well, they
got
to send out a letter.
Not at all.
Run with it. I mean,
listen.
In my spare time, I'll be out.
People are so apathetic that we've been running HOA with 4 members for 9 months, and you send out, we need help.
Yeah.
There's 200 homes, 260 homes, and you're not. No one even replies. So that's it. Okay. Yeah, you're right. You're right. As long as my electric goes on, I'm happy. You know.
Okay, you know, that I think that if we continue being only 3 of us,
mm-hmm.
then maybe a future agenda item would be to generate some ideas on how to increase our membership.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd do some...
I have a drawing for a paid vacation or something.
I don't know about that.
I know.
All right, anything else as far as possible agenda items?
Nope.
That leads us to adjournment. So at this point, let's adjourn the meeting at 4:35. 4:35. Thank you.
Good. Thank you.